thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
The month of May is Marathon Mates. It's a big fundraiser for RNIB, people getting out and about and doing 26.2 miles. But you don't have to do it all in one go. You get the entire month of May to cover the distance. Joining me today is Shivani Maharana. Thank you very much for joining us, Shivani.
You're welcome.
Now, you're taking part in Marathon Mates this year. So what attracted you to it?
I have been a volunteer with RNIB since 2019 November. So I think that inspired me for the work they do. It's absolutely great and gives a sense of satisfaction to volunteer. I thought if I could give back something for the opportunity I got with them, and I thought of taking this to do it. And May being the month of my mother's birthday and even my husband's father's birthday. So we thought it's a good way to honor them because both of them are not with us anymore. So May being a very special month close to my heart. And we thought, why not do it for a good cause?
And so are you doing this with your husband?
Yes. So we both are trying to run the miles and get it all done and dusted along with our kids supporting us. So it's been great going so far and getting fitter also. That helps. And at the same time, a great sense of satisfaction to do something for RNIB.
Does it make it easier knowing that you've got the entire month for you guys to split 26.2 miles? Or do you see that as a bit of a challenge to do, you know, as much as you possibly can as quickly as you can?
It does seem easier, Alan. And then it is a challenge as well, because I'm usually an active person, but my husband is not that active, but he's getting into it now. And then it gives us a time to take out a little bit for ourselves as well, supporting this cause. And I think giving the whole month makes it easier because that's where you get the motivation that, yes, I can do it, you know, rather than thinking you have to run the whole mile in a day, which is something you'll not opt for. And you like every person cannot do that unless they are a trained runner or a trained walker and doing regular exercises. But somebody who is just a homemaker and doing the regular office hours and with kids around, I think this is fabulous. I think this is a massive opportunity for anyone to bring their open hearts and do something good.
So where have you picked to do your run or your jog or your crawl? Are there certain areas you're going to cover?
We're doing around our locality. Sometimes we just go for little walks. So we have lovely walking paths around Beaver Forest and Craiga Glen. We have a park just opposite our house. So whichever day is comfortable, whatever works out around our kids. Sometimes I just go on my own with my daughter, and sometimes my husband does it in the evening after his work hours. On weekends, we get a time together to go with the children. So, you know, it's like very flexible, and whatever time we try to take out and do the walks, we are walking. So yes.
How have you managed to sort of get people making donations to you? Have you found that quite easy? Are people quite receptive to making a donation?
I usually use the social media, my WhatsApp groups, my friends, and the Facebook. And I was amazed by the support I've got. We targeted 150. We reached quite a good mark so soon that I raised my target to 200. And I'm really happy with all the love and support I've got. And they're all my friends and some friends' friends, you know, like everyone supporting us. It's been really great. We never expected we would reach 150 as well, because it was my first attempt to do online. And I'm not a very big social media person at all.
That's fantastic. So lots of new things really coming out of this for you. Would you recommend it to other people? Why should people raise funds for RNIB? What's so special about it for you?
For me, like, I think when I lost my mother and I moved into Belfast, I joined as a volunteer for RNIB, and which was a very big support for me morally and also in my personal and professional life, both giving me a platform to, you know, bring up my confidence level. So that's why RNIB is close to my heart. And at the same time, I think I would advise people, voluntary work gives you a sense of satisfaction. You cannot explain in terms of words, but it is just that doing good, I think, what a person you are, like, you know, you just have to have that compassion. And every day, if you do something good for someone around you, however small or big, doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, when you feel that happiness, I think that's it. And I would always say my mother was an artist, and for an artist, having to see the world, and she would always say, you're able to see the world and you're able to give people who are not having that opportunity or that ability to see the world in a different way. It all depends on the way your mind is working. And I think all these small things as I grew up have been imbibed in me, which always motivates me to do something good, no matter how big or how small it is.
Shivani, we've managed to talk about fundraising, volunteering, and some self-help in there as well. Inspirational. Best of luck to yourself and your husband for Marathon Mates. Thank you so much for taking part, and to everyone who is donating. If you'd like more information on Marathon Mates, please do go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. Shivani, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.